The Israeli government estimates that more than a third of the 250 hostages kidnapped in the October 7th Hamas attack may be dead. It comes as their military announced the deaths of four more hostages yesterday. The health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza say that more than 36,500 Palestinians have been killed since October the 7th. The United States, meanwhile, has submitted a resolution to the UN Security Council calling for the implementation of its three-phase proposal to end the war between Israel and Hamas. Let's speak to Sukhunder Kermani. He's foreign correspondent with Channel 4 News and joins us now. Sukhunder, thank you very much for taking our call. This ceasefire proposal by the United States, where is it at this lunchtime?
Well, we had this announcement by President Biden last week. It is an announcement that took Israeli officials by surprise, by all accounts, suggesting, as you say, this three-part ceasefire deal, presenting it as an Israeli plan and awaiting and calling on Hamas to agree to it. Hamas's initial response, we're told, was positive, although we're still awaiting further details from Hamas as to their official position on the proposal. And in the last few days, we've had really rather contradictory noises from Israel, in particular from Prime Minister Netanyahu. I mean, the crux of all the attempts to reach a ceasefire that we've seen in recent months has been that Hamas says that it will only give up all the hostages, effectively, as and when there are guarantees that Israel will cease its war in Gaza. Meanwhile, the Israeli government, in particular Prime Minister Netanyahu and his right-wing allies, have been insistent on saying that, yes, we want our hostages back, and we are willing to do a short-term truce, but we are not willing to give up on our overall aim of, in their words, eliminating Hamas, by continuing with military operations in Gaza. And whilst this proposal has gathered a lot of attention, it's given new life into this much-needed efforts to bring about some kind of solution to this deadly conflict, that disconnect between the two sides still appears to remain. And we've heard from Netanyahu, over the weekend, his insistence that in his reading, this proposal outlined by President Biden would allow the Israeli government to carry on waging its war against Hamas. That's not the impression that you got from President Biden, who talked about there being initially a stage where some hostages were released and there's a six-week ceasefire, and then there would be negotiations for a longer-term one, and that he said those negotiations would be difficult, but gave the impression that Israel was very much on board with wanting to enter those negotiations in good faith.
Meanwhile, the deaths are mounting up, and the number of hostages who have died is also increasing.
That's right. I mean, I think the latest figure from the health officials in Gaza was around 40 people killed in Gaza in the last 24 hours. Every day we're seeing the death toll there mount. The humanitarian situation on the ground, aid agencies is warning, is growing increasingly dire, particularly since Israel took control of the Rafah border crossing, which had been a key the key point of entry for food trucks, for example, going into Gaza. And as you say, yes, the sad news coming out about the fate of the Israeli hostages yesterday, news that four more hostages are believed to have been killed whilst in Gaza. The circumstances around their deaths are not clear. Hamas has said that many of the hostages who were still being held in Gaza have been killed as a result of Israeli strikes in the territory. Of course, it's hard to verify the circumstances around exactly what did happen, but it's believed that out of around 120 hostages who are still being held by Hamas, Israel says around 40 of them are believed to have been killed. That figure may unfortunately be even higher. We've seen the families of hostages in Israel coming out, taking to the streets, demanding that the Israeli government and Netanyahu reach a deal as soon as possible. But overall, within Israeli society, this division still remains between part of the population who prioritizes bringing back the hostages at all costs, and part of the population that says, well, our bigger priority is continuing this war against Hamas.
Sukhandar Karmani, foreign correspondent with Channel 4 News, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Back home.